Greetings. My name is Patrick Odom, and I'm excited to be your host for this podcast. We ask that you sit back, relax, and enjoy as we go on a journey together, discovering God's holy word through 50 scriptures that will change our lives. Our prayer is that families will sit down, pray together, read together, and discuss each of these scriptures. The Word of God tells us that some sow, some water, but it's God who increases. We pray that we're in the sowing or the watering season in your life. And we know that if we're a part of one of those seasons, then God truly will bring the increase. Each scripture that you hear, we will read out of the International Children's Bible. We chose this Bible because it's simple and it's written in a way that even a child can understand. And even if your child doesn't understand fully, then we pray that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through His Holy Spirit, will lead and direct you with the right words and description to be able to fully allow the seeds to mature in your family's heart. Again, we're super excited that you're here with us. We're glad to see what God is going to do on this journey. He's already touched us with you being here. We want to be His hands and feet, and we pray that you can grow and continue to do the same. All right. Enough on the introduction. Thank you for being here. Enjoy. Our first Bible verse is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. And it reads, "Always be humble and gentle. Be patient and accept each other with love." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. It's important for all of us to understand that we must be humble. Being humble means that we are not boastful. We're not walking around with pride. That we are putting others ahead of ourselves. That we don't think too much of ourselves. Now, we understand that God made you with a purpose. God understands that He made you with a purpose. He made all of us with a purpose. The gifts and talents that He's giving you and given you are for us to walk in and walk with the spirit of humility. With that, our gentleness, which is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, helps lead us and guide us and walk in the way of love that Christ would have us walk in. Our scripture tells us that we are to be patient and accept each other with love. Sometimes it's difficult to have patience. People test our patience, and sometimes we become angry, we become sad, discouraged, But we have to learn to be patient, and trust in God's word. Trust in the truth that he's given us. That, and by no strength of our own, will help us to accept each other with love. We'll learn that love truly does cover a multitude of sins. And with that love, and with the love that God has shown us, and how he's forgiven us, we can ask him for his strength to lead us through those times where we need him to fully accept others with love. Father God, I thank you for your word today. I ask that you teach us how to walk and be humble and gentle with each other. Father, work in us your patience so we can accept each other with love. Teach us to forgive others as you have forgiven us, so we can walk together in your love. We thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, family, now it's your turn to discuss. Are you always humble and gentle? Are you patient and loving of one another? It's difficult for anyone to answer yes to both of these questions. There was only one perfect person, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The rest of us are works in progress. So take this time to discuss with those around you on how we can help each other on this journey. What are your struggles with being humble and gentle? Let's discuss it. Let's talk to one another and help one another. This is iron sharpening iron, and us being on our journey together, doing God's work and being his hands and feet. Be blessed today, and we'll see you next time.